rejection. Oh no. I can't handle rejection. But of course you're not gonna, like, you know, kick the garbage bin and, you know, throw your books down and stomp off and, you know, and cry on the seat over there next to the garbage bin. But rejection, is that okay? Maybe next time. Actually try and end off every exchange on a positive note, that okay, maybe not this time, but the next time.
When I approach people, I try to be so nice with them, then they will not not try to reject me. But if they say no, I just said, okay, maybe next time I'll be here, you know, maybe tomorrow, if it's in university school, I will say, I'll be next time here, you know, I will meet you next time, no problem. And the main point is I try to be so nice with them, then they don't reject me in the first place.
Well, you just tolerate rejection. I mean, you can't expect everybody's going to take a book or everybody's going to respond positively or favorably, so you just tolerate it and go on.
In the beginning, when you get so many no's, you feel a little bit rejected, but after time of, as the years go by distributing books, you get used to the no's and you don't get affected. And sometimes you feel like you're in a pinball machine being bounced from one person to another, but actually you're just waiting for the jackpot, like to meet somebody special. So you don't worry about the no's.
Anyway, it's not results that we're after, that's up to Krishna. It's actually allowing them to get the association of the devotees and to make the little bit of incremental steps towards Krishna. Whether you make the sale or not, that's not our prerogative, it's Krishna's, but handling rejection is closer to the next yes.
If somebody doesn't take the book, you have to reflect on yourself and see, you know, how you can improve your sadhana and your attitude towards other devotees. Then the books start going out.